We're back, bitches. I'm George Massey. We're here with Kara, and we're gonna be talking part two of this tell-all, 90 Day Fiancé, the OG season. And we had some special guests that were a part of the tell-all, and I wanted to talk about this with Kara. I already know what you're gonna say, but it's still gonna be fun to discuss because we were talking about Sean and Aaliyah tonight, and Shakarper is what I've been calling them, Shakarper, Sarper,
Yeah.
Shekinah. And Amani and Matt and Annie, and then they had special people to come in. So for Sean and Aaliyah, they had Kenny and Armando, and yeah, which made sense. And then
Yeah.
for Shakarper, they brought in, hold on, I'm going blank. Wasn't it
Dumbass.
not Danielle? No, was it Danielle? Or maybe no, I guess
They
Danielle.
didn't bring anybody for Shekinah and Sarper.
Oh,
Danielle was there for Jessica and Juan.
yeah, she was there for Jessica One, which was ironic because she didn't really have much to say about Jessica and
Yeah.
One. Had more to say about Shakarper, which is why I thought that she was there for them.
Yeah.
There was this ongoing feud, which no one was surprised by. Danielle has feuds with everyone online. It's kind of what she
Literally.
does, right? Like she just
Yeah.
sits, spends time at home and fights with people online. But we found out that people were sending people DMs and things were getting like nasty between people, and you know, people were being really vicious. But I want to start out with something that Amani said that Shekinah did. Shekinah was messaging Amani and she said, "Hey, that chick that you're with in your throuple, is she trans?" And you know, a lot of people are saying this is mean girl behavior, like this is intolerable, nasty, mean girl behavior. Do you agree with that? Because I kind of
I
do.
mean, that's a pretty out of line question, if you ask me. Like, who gives a shit if she is or not? She's a
If
woman.
that's what I was gonna say. If you're not in a relationship with someone, it's never your right to know what their gender is. Right.
Absolutely.
If you're not having sex with them, if you're not in a relationship with them, I think it's out of line. And it's really
Absolutely.
disrespectful because I think Aaliyah brought it up. She was like, when people try to tear down a trans person, they try to bring up their masculinity, or if they look like a man, or if they can't pass as a man, or if their voice is too deep, they're always looking for a way to discredit them and their femininity. Right. And I
Yep.
think that what she did was just really nasty. And, you know, I've never been like a super big fan of Shakarper, right? Like, I
Yeah.
feel like they're mediocre at best on the show. For some reason, the network has seemed to adopt them as their favorite. And I'm
Yeah.
really confused as to why. You know, you noticed that they were the 90th wedding on the
Yep.
90 Day Fiance. So that was a big deal. I'm not gonna lie. You know, we've been watching this show for almost 11 years. 90 weddings is huge. They ended up
That's
being,
crazy.
I know, can you, and we were there for all of them, which is even
And
more
like
crazy.
83 of them are divorced.
Well, that's another thing that I really want to look into. I haven't had the time. I want to go through and see how many of the 90 people are still actually together, because
Yeah.
that's the real question. Because you know, we do have like the 10%. It's so sad though, because I remember when Rachel and John were a part of that 10%. We all
Yep.
thought they were going to make it and they were going to stay together forever, and then they didn't. And I think a lot of times we see people and we're like, oh, they're going to be like David and Annie. They're gonna stay the
Yeah.
distance. They're gonna be like Sumit and Jenny, you know, and we see them not make it. But I feel like this season, I don't really have a lot of high hopes for anybody really staying together. Do you
I
like?
do. Just Jessica and Juan. Well, I think Greg and Joan are going to make it, and I think Jessica and Juan are going to make it.
Well, that's true because Juan, I said this earlier on another podcast, Juan has had every opportunity to run away
Yeah.
and back to his life, because he has his life set up to where he could literally get on a plane and go back to his life the exact way it used to be if he
Yeah.
really wanted to leave, and he hasn't. And I
Yeah.
think that that shows that they're actually in love, because he could go back to his old job like nothing ever happened. He could go back to his old home. He has his rental properties that he was working on. He could literally leave Wyoming and go back to Columbia like nothing ever happened, and he hasn't
Yeah.
done. So you're right. I think that if he really wanted to run away from this relationship, he would. And he doesn't want to. And I think at the end of the day, the drama was there for us to think that way, right?
Yeah.
They wanted us to think that, oh, he's a cheater and he doesn't want to be there. He's not ready to be a dad. And I think that that's all false. I think it was all hype. I think that that was part of their
Absolutely.
storyline. And Megan was pushing that too. That was part of her job, right? She's
Yeah.
the jealous, mean best friend who comes in and puts doubt into our head about how serious this relationship is. But at the end of the day, even with Megan's acting, because she was acting, we know that Juan and Megan even get along. We know that this is fine. We even knew that this relationship was going to stand. But the Joan and Greg thing, I'm just going to be realistic with you. I don't see what Joan sees in Greg. Greg seems
I
like
don't either.
he seems like a nice guy. I like him, and I think that everybody has great qualities, but Joan is super educated. She's beautiful. She's intelligent. She has a lot going for her. And I really don't see why she chose Greg, right? Like, and I know that sounds mean because love isn't something that sometimes love chooses you. I understand that.
Right.
But she had other options. And the fact that they're still in his mom's house and he's still acting like he don't know when they're gonna leave. Cause I was like, y'all just did the tell-all. So that's like a $40,000 check times two. Each of you got
Yep.
paid. So now what's your excuse? You don't wanna leave your mom's house because it's a little too easy for you. And I think that's what he's accustomed to. The cooking for him, cleaning, his laundry is getting done. He doesn't have any major bills. That's a lifestyle that I could get used to as well. You know,
Right.
like if somebody's offering that to you, I would take it. I would definitely.
Absolutely.
Oh, so I
Yeah.
want to talk
But
about.
did you see that he posted that he's got like some new fancy job working on like military aircraft?
I didn't see that. So
Yeah.
he's skilled to work on military aircraft because he was a baker.
I
Like,
mean, I don't think he, I don't necessarily think he's skilled, and I don't know exactly what his job title is, but he posted something the other day and said the love my new job and being able to work with these guys, and he was with a bunch of military guys and he was in a military helicopter and
oh, okay. I'm impressed, and
yeah,
I
I
know
was too,
that
honestly.
military aviation, any of those fields, it's a highly skilled field. So
Yeah,
if he's
but I
doing
mean,
something,
who knows? Maybe he's just washing the helicopters. I don't know.
well, that's true. That's true. He could be doing like maintenance, like washing, cleaning,
Yeah.
vacuuming, that type of stuff. Because you got to be careful who you let work on aviation vehicles and do
Absolutely.
maintenance. Because I watch a show called Air Disasters. It's one of my favorite shows, and they explain to you why any disaster that has ever happened in aviation happened. And 90% of the time, well, 75% of the time, it's improper maintenance. It's people doing maintenance incorrectly, and
Right.
incorrect parts, or not tightening the right parts, or not doing things that they should have done. So when you just let anybody maintain an airplane, you're risking the lives of so many innocent people because airplanes are so intricate. I watched one episode where one bolt that was holding together a piece of the tail broke. 254 people perished. One
That's crazy.
bolt, car. I know it's insane. So you got to be careful. So Greg, congrats on your new job. I just hope that you're amazing at it because a lot of lives are at stake. The military and aviation and helicopters, that's huge. And I'm hoping, Joan, you're gonna get you a nice big house that is Lucille free, where you
Yeah.
can live your life and you can
And
walk
have
around.
your babies, all the
Yeah,
babies
have
you
your
want.
babies, walk around in your robe and feel comfortable. I want that for you. You deserve it. Oh, I want to talk about stripper names because that was a topic that came up tonight. So we found out that Ani, well, we knew this already though, that Ani's a stripper. And she was going by Ani, but her real name was Brenda. And then we found out that Amani never was a stripper. She said on the show that she never was a stripper, but Matt was. And he said that he went by Hudson. And then we found out that
Like,
Spike.
what stupid fucking names, man? Come on.
I
Hudson
don't
and
know.
Alex?
Oh, yeah, Sarper was Alex, which he thought was a very exotic name in Turkey because everybody in the studio was like, Alex, that's not even like a name that a normal person wants. So, like, why would you think that was hot? He's like, oh, it's hot in Turkey because I guess their names are Sarper. So I guess
Right.
there that's
Yeah.
exotic, right? So it's opposite. So, oh, and we were talking about what's her name? There's another stripper, Mina. Mina was a
Yeah.
stripper and Shibuti dropped the T. And I guess so. We had a little bit of the story wrong. So Mina explained a little bit more. 8 years ago was when she retired from stripping and she did not meet Mark as a stripper. But he
Yeah.
knew that she was a stripper. But when they met, she had already hung up the G-string in the G-string Hall of Fame. She was no longer doing that anymore. And we also found out that Mark, our resident pilot, used to be a bartender and a strip club. So there's a lot of ties to
Yeah.
clubs this season, which a lot of I was a little shocked. I wasn't shocked by a lot of it, but I didn't see that Matt was a stripper because Matt looked to have the same amount of rhythm as Sarper, which
Yes.
none, right? Like, I
Yes.
don't, and again, I don't know him. I don't know. He might have a lot of rhythm, but he just
And
doesn't.
it's funny because of the thruple, Matt's the only one I like.
So, wait, Matt's your favorite
Of the,
of
if
the
I have
couple?
to pick a
Oh,
favorite,
if you had to pick.
if I had to pick a favorite gun to my head, Matt's my favorite of the thruple.
Well, he's super chill. And he's so not over dramatic like the girls. Like,
Yes.
Amani is probably the most over dramatic person in the world. Like,
She makes me crazy. Absolutely makes me crazy.
imagine living with somebody that makes everything a huge deal, because that's what she,
No.
every single situation is a huge deal. Everything is a fight, everything is an argument. And it's like at some point, you have to really get tired of putting up with somebody's over dramatic attitude. Like, she, oh, I want to talk about the $60,000 number before I
Yeah,
forget.
what the
So
hell?
I remember when they first came on the show, they said that this relationship was like 4 months old. Do you remember that? So let's say throughout filming, it's 6, 7, 8 months. $60,000 is a lot of money to have sent somebody who is also working actively as a stripper, which they claim they didn't know. I call bullshit. They
Right.
Because do you remember when she, when they first got to Mexico, they said that she was going to go and work at the club, and they were going to go out, and because I was like, well, why
Yep.
would you go and watch her dance, you know, because y'all are in a
Yeah.
relationship. So then they were like, oh, she's not dancing anymore. I think that that's BS. I think that they knew that she was
I
dancing
agree.
wrong. But why would you need to send so much money in such a short amount of time? $60,000 is like a yearly salary for someone.
$20,000 a month is what he said.
That's insane.
That's absolutely absurd.
I don't even, that is more, you could go to the highest end escort service and get a the highest end escort who's probably been working with government officials for
Yeah.
less than that. And I'm
Yeah.
not saying Andy's not worth it. I'm not putting a number on anybody, but Jesus Christ,
Yeah, no
60,000,
shit.
20 grand a month just for her companionship, because she's clearly not with them for a relationship. They might think that. I don't think that. When I found out that Ani was trying to send, no, Amani was trying to send $4,000, and then she flipped out on her because it didn't work. And I do know when you're overseas and you try to do weird tech transactions, money wise, your bank and credit cards will put up a red flag.
Yeah.
So I'm not even anti-Amani on this. I'm pretty sure Amani tried to send 4 grand, and her bank was like, you're not even in California, you're in Mexico. No, we're not going to approve
Yeah.
that until we get a hold of you. So I actually believe her. I don't believe a lot, but I believe that. I do believe that when she tried to send that large amount of money to her, her bank was like, no, you're not doing
Yeah.
that because you're probably hacked or kidnapped or, you know, whatever is going on, we're not going to participate in that. But the fact that it's always been about money, and the way that she flips out on them about money, I was like, I can't imagine why that they would send so much money and she had never really reciprocated anything. They had to beg her to tell her family that they even existed. They found out that her ex was the one that they were sending all the money to. There's so many red flags. And it's,
Yeah.
if I want to believe any of this storyline was true, I need receipts to show that they really sent that much money, because how did they
Yes.
get that much money in the first place?
Yeah. I call bullshit. I call absolute bullshit.
I think that they're fabricating, and I do think that Ani is in it for the money, but I don't blame her. If somebody's going to give you $20,000 a month for doing basically nothing, do you. I am
Yep.
not judging you. I'm not mad at you. I wish I could do it. Teach me, right? Teach me.
Literally. And you
Show
don't even have
me.
to have sex with her. All you have to do is have sex with her husband. Easy
Well,
peasy.
exactly. Because it's like, what if Ani isn't even bisexual? What if she's just in it for the money? Because she's only having sex with Matt. And it's clear that she has an attraction to Matt. It
Yeah.
doesn't seem like she's attracted to Amani, which I don't blame. Amani basically called her a whore. She called her trashy. She said that she's the lowest of the low because she was a dancer, which I think is a
Yeah.
really odd thing to say when your husband used to do the exact same.
Yep.
Right,
But she
Carl?
didn't think that was going to come out.
Come on, like, you're telling her that she's below you because she's a dancer, but you married a man who's a dancer. Like,
Literally.
I don't like the level of hypocrisy. It's like, we gotta stop holding people to a higher standard than we hold ourselves.
Although what I did think was adorable was when they were talking about how they sent all the money. Did you hear Juan say, "Does anybody want to be a fourth?"
Oh yeah. I like I said,
That
sign me up.
was good. I was
Sign me up, because at this point, if you're gonna give me that much money and I don't have, I, for minimal reciprocation, I'm actually down for that. I'm ready. So yeah, but there the stripper ties, the money, that was all interesting for me tonight. This wasn't a Tom Cruise tell-all, right? But luckily they got it all into two
I
with.
know. I was gonna say thank you, TLC, for just only giving us two parts this time.
That's all we
They were
need.
painful, but
That's all we need. We don't need any more. This season was very tame. It was kind of a letdown.
just think we could have done one part if we didn't have Danielle and Veronica and all the bullshit, Big
It
Ed.
was such bullshit. It was such a waste of time. And you know, I don't know why that they, because this isn't the first, second, or third time that they've brought all their cast members back to do commentary. If you want good commentary, get a good host. You don't need help, right? Like if you have a good host who asks the right messy questions, you don't need help. You don't need commentary. You don't need anyone to come in and stir things up, because the host will do that for you. And Cara, I think you know by now that the Hunt for Love tell-all was filmed already, and the host is not Sean Robinson. So are you excited about that? Okay, so do you watch Sister Wives?
It's
So
Suki.
Suki is the host of Hunt for Love, and we don't know if this is a trial run or if she's going to be replacing Sean. We don't know how, it's too early to tell. But
I
are
don't
you
know.
excited?
Suki asked a good question. She had Cody Brown sweating, so.
I've heard that she asked questions where people refuse to answer her, and you know
Cody Brown was throwing a whole fit. He was
that's a
throwing a whole
good
baby fit.
host. See, that's what I'm excited, because the type of
And she
host you
kept calling
want.
his bullshit every time he said something. She's like, "That is not what happened. That is not what you said." And he goes, "I'm not going to argue with you about it." And she said, "That's fine. I'll roll the tape."
Oh, see, that's what I like. I like that. You can lie all you want, but the tape doesn't lie. If you said it and you did it, it's there. And so yeah, that's the new hot tea with the new host. Because well, we don't know if it's the new host or if, because this is a spinoff. So or we don't know that she's just going to be hooked on to the spinoff Hunt for Love, or if she's going to be hooked on to the actual 90 Day Fiancé franchise as a host. No disrespect to Sean, I love her, but I do think that we need somebody who's obsessed with the show and obsessed with the cast members, because I don't, sometimes I think Sean doesn't know who they are until they
I
get,
agree. I
right?
agree.
As soon as they
Like, I
walk
only watched
in.
it because I had to, and I crammed it all in last night so that I could do this, so I could be at
And
work today.
even being, I think she doesn't watch it all. She watches like highlights. You know how they'll do like a
She probably
highlight?
watches Pillow Talk.
Yeah, and because she doesn't really know what's going on. And it's funny, because she was like, oh, we saw that there was some online drama. And I was like, Sean, don't pretend that you follow any other online drama. You're reading this off of a cue card. Don't pretend that you knew that Shekinah and Imani were fighting on Instagram, because you don't follow either one. Like, that's why I think that we definitely need a host that follows everybody, who knows what drama is going on, and who just wants to ask the right questions, right?
Yeah,
Like,
absolutely.
a tell-all has one purpose, and it's to get closure for what we saw.
Put me in, coach.
Well, right, Kara, you're available. Like, you would
Let's do it.
definitely make these
Let's do
people
it.
answer the real questions. All right, so okay, what something else happened that I wanted to talk about before we go off. Oh, so Danielle and Madi got into an altercation, which is really interesting, because Madi doesn't get into altercations with people. He barely talks, and when he does, you can barely hear him. So this was the most confrontation I've seen out of him, and I loved it, because he was confronting somebody who deserved it, right? He came after Danielle, because he was like, you're saying all of these things about them that you can't prove. Because he was like, you're saying that she pays for interviews. Can you show us proof that she pays for interviews? And she's like, well, no. And he's like, well, see, that's the issue. You're attacking people with lies, you know, which is her MO. She loves to attack people with lies. So it was nice to see her get called out. It was just really cool, because I saw Stevie finally break her boiling point, because she really snapped too, because she was like, I am so tired of you. And it's just interesting to see nice people when they hit their boiling point with a-holes. And I hold it against them. I think Stevie, she was like, you've been disrespectful to people all night. And she's like, I am at my breaking point with you, and I'm just done. Shut the F up. She was like, I am
I
just.
was so proud of her. So I was proud of Maddie too, but I was really proud of Stevie for stepping up, defending him, and getting in Danielle's face, telling Imani to shut the hell up. She did good.
She it was unlike her, but I'm glad that she's standing up for herself, and we all have it
I
in us.
love, see, and I think Stevie and Maddie are going to make it too.
I mean, I hope so. I don't feel like they have a lot in common,
I
but
don't either.
a lot of times that doesn't matter though, because they say opposites attract, so that
Yeah.
doesn't necessarily mean they won't make it. I just hope that if we see them again, they have some real drama, because I think that, like you said, they like each other, they get along, they compromise, and they want to be together. That
Yeah.
doesn't always portray a good storyline for us, right?
Yeah.
Like, the more in love you are, the harder it is for us to get into it. Like Juan and Jessica, if Juan didn't sleep with that chick on the cruise ship, it would have been harder for us, you
See,
know?
and I think that's where this shit comes from. Like, I think Jessica and Juan, we love them on whatever the Paradise one. We love them there, right? Because they were awesome. And then Megan steps in, and I'm like, everybody needs a Megan. And they were just great. They were happy. They were sweet. And then we're bringing them back. So now we got to add a little bit of drama so people stay entertained. And I hope that they don't ruin the good ones. Like, we can't have drama with Greg and Joan. We can't have drama with Stevie and Maddie. Like, leave Jessica and Juan alone. We've already hashed out the one problem. Let's be done with that. You know, let
Because
them live their life.
we're kind of dragging him through the mud,
Yeah.
making him look like a bad guy, when even because Jessica even said it. She was like, "Yeah, I knew about what happened with him, and I was doing stuff too, and we
Right.
moved on." And it's like, we can't go back 2 years and drag people through the mud for something that no one is talking about anymore. They're
Absolutely.
happily married. Their kid is about to be two. They're happy. So it's like, we can't go and take him and throw him in a mud puddle whenever we want, to stir up drama.
Yeah.
That's not fair. We're assassinating his character, honestly, because he's a good person. Good people make mistakes,
Yeah.
and they talked it through. They worked it out, and then they rehashed it for their storyline, which was probably difficult, right? Because
Yeah.
you think you're over something and you've moved on, and then 100 million people are also listening to your issues. It makes things a little more difficult, because then you got people in your ear and in your comments and in your DMs
Yeah.
telling you, "Oh, well, you shouldn't have forgave him." And it's like, this is 2 years ago. Like,
Yeah.
not gonna change her mind. This is like 2 years ago. Like, this is old. This is not even
Yeah.
something to even be discussed. But again, like you said, if we see them again, producers are gonna try to drag somebody through the mud again. And it's like, if you want your relationship to work, it's probably best to not keep doing that.
Yeah.
So Sean went to Florida for 2 months and left. Wait, was it 2 months or 1 month?
Just a month.
1 month, 1 month. He left Aaliyah in California for his honeymoon, because he was mad at her for being late to the wedding. So does it make sense to you why they're married? Because I'm confused. Because
Not at all.
Sean is gay. He likes men. He's attracted to the masculinity of men. Even Aaliyah admitted it. Aaliyah's a woman. She's transitioning fully. She's going to get everything done. So what are we doing, right? Like, I'm
Literally.
very confused at what we're doing. And I don't like to pick people apart, but it's like, Sean, at some point you have to realize you're a gay man who is attracted to gay men, and you're married to a woman.
With an open marriage, you're out there sleeping with other people, but don't sleep with your wife.
But why marry somebody if you don't want to sleep with them? Like,
Yep.
it just left me with so many weird questions, because I was
I
like,
think
why?
he only married her because he promised her he would when
Yeah,
she was Douglas.
I think you're
When she was
right.
Douglas.
And he wanted her to have the opportunity to come here. And
Yeah.
that was kind of him, but it's also marriage fraud. So be careful, Sean.
Yeah,
Be
literally.
careful. We don't want you to get in trouble, because technically you never wanted to be with her.
Yep.
And that's who she is. And when you married her, she was Aaliyah. You definitely
Yep.
wanted to marry Douglas, but Douglas, in Aaliyah's word, is no longer here. They don't
Yeah.
exist anymore. So the whole thing is just odd to me. And the way that he treated her after the wedding, and Sean is a very petty man. He, like, you know how women are usually really catty with each other? Sean is petty and catty towards Aaliyah.
He is. He's so petty and so catty. Even with Jackie, he was getting shitty with her because Aaliyah was late to the wedding. I don't give a shit who you are. If you're helping a bride get ready
Are
and it's
you
time to go and she's not ready, you're not making her go.
right? Are you gonna rush her? It's her
Yeah,
day, right?
literally.
First of all, the bride is the only person who's in charge on that day, regardless of
Yep.
who thinks they're important. Because I think for Sean, being a gay man, he thinks that the wedding is for him in some way, shape, or form, but it's
Yeah.
not. The wedding belongs to Aaliyah. It's her day, it's her dress, it's her look, it's her event. You just show up dressed like a Ken doll, right? And you participate. That's what
And
you
you've
do as
already
a
been
man.
married once. You already got to experience what a wedding's like. This is her first. Like, sit down, shut up, and buckle up. Take your
I
mom to the
mean,
hospital, drop her off, whatever you got to do.
Cara, I've said this a million times. I've never been to a wedding that started when they said it was going to start.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've never been to a wedding. If it says 4 o'clock, it starts at 4:30. If it says 5 o'clock, it starts at. I've never in my life been to a wedding that started on time
Yeah.
because when a woman is ready to go out and face the people, that's when she's ready. And
Yep.
remember when Mina got married and everybody clowned the way she looked? Did you see
Yep.
her look? She had to go and post on Instagram that she said that her makeup was done wrong, her wig was done wrong, and she went and tried to remove everything,
Yeah.
try to have it redone, but she didn't have enough time. So she had to go out because the crowd was waiting and waiting and waiting. I feel bad for her though. I feel like she should have made them wait. She should have looked the way she wanted to look.
Yep.
And if they were wait, if people don't want to wait, they can leave. But I wanted her to get married the way she was happy because she was like, yeah, I'm embarrassed at the way I look too. I was like, you shouldn't have never came out until you were ready because at the end of the day, this is your wedding. And if the guests didn't want to wait, they could get up and leave. No one is being
Absolutely.
forced to wait.
And those are your wedding pictures that you're going to look at for the rest of your life.
Well, oh, I want to bring this up. Mina's Jordan brought up that Mina and Mark had another wedding at a church. So they did it, they redid it, and I'm assuming because of the way she looked.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, that wedding will live forever on HBO Max and TLC Go. So you're
Absolutely.
never gonna escape that look that you don't like, right? Like,
Yep.
because we're always gonna be able to see it. When your child is 30, that's still gonna be there for them to stream, and you're still gonna be like, don't watch that because I don't like the way I look. So
Yeah, but it's sad. It was very sad.
yeah, okay, so. We are done with this season, and next week we're starting Happily Ever After. I know you're not excited. I'm not excited. It's not the people that I want to follow, but you know, we are going to watch Darcy and Georgie are on, which we predicted because we knew that Stacy and Florian were on The Last Resort and they brought Darcy and Florian with them. So we knew that was coming. I can't really tolerate Lauren and Alexi. It's just really hard for me. But they're back. And, you know, what are your thoughts on Happily Ever After and what we're in for? Because I have seen that Gino and Jasmine are going to be on, but with different people, which is really interesting.
I think it's going to be a whole disaster shit show. Lauren and Alexi, I can't even hardly watch Pillow Talk when they're on it. I fast forward past their parts. Like, they make me crazy.
Why are they so insufferable? And I don't want to say they, because that's not fair.
It's her.
Lexi's not insufferable. I don't. That's
Yeah,
not
it's
fair.
Lauren.
He's a decent guy. He's just boring. His wife can be very insufferable at times.
Yep.
She's always online and mad and crying and upset and fighting with people. But
Yeah.
and yeah, so yeah, I'm not excited about that. But I do want to see how this Gino and Jasmine thing goes because we're gonna actually see how she ended up with Matt, how she ended up pregnant, and how Gino found out about it because that actually was filmed. So I'm kind of interested in that because we all have all weird speculation. We even speculate that the when she says the baby was born isn't really when it was born. So at
Yeah.
least we're going to get some real insight on how that marriage, I don't want to say how it fell apart because it never really was together to begin with,
Yeah, exactly.
but we're going to get a little insight on how they ended up here. And she's saying that she's not even with Matt anymore. So we're going to see the beginning and I guess end of her Matt
Yeah.
situation. So yeah, Jasmine goes through her men pretty rapidly.
Yeah. And then we have Match Me Abroad.
Yeah, I've been watching Match Me Abroad. Have you been watching? I
Yeah.
actually like it. There's a girl on there that I really like. There's one girl who I don't believe. We'll get into that though. We'll do a separate one for Match Me Abroad, but well, I have a lot of commentary for that. So yeah, after I
Yeah.
watch tonight's, we'll get together and we'll do another show because I have a lot of insight on Match Me Abroad. And I've been watching Virgins. I don't know
Yeah,
if you're
I'm
watching
trying to get through
Virgins.
that one. That one's really tough to get through.
It's yeah, I there's one on there that I think is lying. I don't think she's really a virgin. Like, I think she's full of it. And
Yeah,
there's a girl
I
on
know
there.
exactly who you're talking about.
Yep. And there's a girl on Match
Yep.
Me Abroad who I don't think is like legit. I think she's on it because she's an influencer. And I bet you know who I'm talking about too.
Do.
So yeah, we'll get into that. And there was another show too. There was Virgins, Match Me Abroad. Oh, 1,000 Pound Roomies that I've been watching as well, which I like.
Yep.
So Maybe we'll do like a show and we'll talk about all three.
Yeah, sounds
That'll
good.
work too. Yeah, because those are like the extra shows. But that's
Yeah.
it for this season, season 11 of Happily Ever.
Oh, and don't we have Love in Paradise coming up?
Do we? I didn't see a. I didn't
I
see
think
a
we
promo
do.
for it. I didn't
I think
know. I love that show though. That's
I
like one
think
of my
we do.
favorites. Let me Google Love in Paradise.
I think we do. Because I was thinking, man, we have so many new shows right out of the gate. Because my big fat fabulous life is coming back, and then Bachelor and all that shit on regular TV.
It doesn't, I didn't, it's the last thing they announced was a new season for April 22nd of last year.
I'm positive I saw something. I'll have to look and see
Okay,
if I can
send
send
it
it to
to
you.
me so I can be
I
ready.
will.
Yes. But
I
yeah, I
will.
love that show. So yeah, we'll get into that as well. But yeah, it's good to be back. I miss
Yeah.
talking about our shows together. It's good to be
I
back
know.
with you. This is nice. So we're back, bitches. We're
Back
back. And
speaking.
you can't stop us. We'll be here. Thank you to Kara for being here. And make sure, guys, if you're not watching Match Me Abroad, 1,000 Pound Roomies, and Virgins, do that because we're going to be talking about those as well. And we'll talk to you guys really soon. Thank you, Kara.
Absolutely. Good to see you.
Good to see you too. Bye.
Bye.